God for the old time way. When I speak of old time way, I'm speaking of the old past that the Bible refers to, and we'll look into that this morning. We feel like the Lord leading us. Book of Jeremiah, chapter number 6, start reading with verse number 10. The Bible says this: "To whom shall I speak? Give warning that they may hear. Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband of the wife shall be taken, the age with him that is full of days, and her houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall, and the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Verse 16, Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls, but they said, We will not walk therein. We see God was speaking to the house of Benjamin, or the whole house of Israel in general. But he was dealing with the house of Benjamin here. We see in the verse 1, chapter 6, verse 1, O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee. But he's talking to the whole house of Israel, and what God's dealing with is their spiritual weakness. This was God's people. This was God's chosen nations that were not regarding the word of God. They were walking in their own ways and their own eyes. Bible said that God spoke to Jeremiah to prophesy about their spiritual weakness. And we see that going on here in this passage of Scripture here. God was telling Jeremiah, you tell them, here's what's going on. Here's what you're doing. But he said, I'm giving you an opportunity, amen, to escape the judgment that I will send upon you if you'll just simply turn from your wickedness. Turn from your wicked ways. He said, then, he said, I'll give you healing. I will give you that touch. But we find that in verse 16, he said, we will not walk therein. I want to preach upon that thought this morning, refusing the old past. Refusing the old past. When I'm talking about old past, I believe what the Scripture's talking about, I want to put in reference to the text here. The old past that the Lord was talking to the children of Israel about is those commandments that it gave them. If you'll walk in my ways, I'll bless you. Amen. I'll curse them that curse you. Those that come against you, amen, I will go against them. Amen. The old commandments that God gave through the prophet Jeremiah, Isaac and Jacob, and all the things that God told Abraham to listen. If you'll walk according to my will, according to my way, according to my word, amen, I will bless you. I will guide you, and I will direct you. We find out here with the time the nation of Israel's life that they had, amen, came to the place where they were not walking in those old paths. The old paths of reverence for God. Amen. The old paths of righteous living. The old paths of a holy lifestyle. Amen. We see they were refusing to walk in those paths. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Look, how the Bible said, here's some of the characteristics of why they were refusing to walk in the old paths. Verse 10 says this: To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Here we find that, first of all, how they were refusing the old path because, amen, they were disregarding the word of God. Help us as children of God, amen, to realize what the word of God is. It is the very spoken word of God. It is the very infallible
infallible, inerrant, amen, inspired word of God. Amen, to be IBLE that I hold in my hand, that I'm preaching forth from. Amen, it's composed of 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 41,173 verses, 774,746 words, 3,566 and 480 letters. Every bit of it, thank God, is inspired by the precious, amen, God above. Help us to understand, amen, that the word of God is true. Psalm chapter 119, verse number 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Can I say today, the word of God that I'm preaching to you from this morning, amen, is true. When we find out, amen, what the children of Israel were doing, when God was, amen, had to bring judgment upon them because they were refusing, they counted, amen, the word of God as a reproach. That word reproach simply means to find fault with, or to dishonor, or disregard the word of God. Oh, help us as children of God today not to make the same mistake, amen, that the children of Israel made, their disriding, where they dishonored the word of God. They counted as a reproach. They did not take heed to it. The Bible said, amen, your ear is uncircumcised, and you cannot hearken. The word of the Lord had become reproach to them. They began to pick at it, criticize it, dishonor it. Can I say today, we're living in the world today, where even God's people, that are called Christian, some we too sometimes disregard or dishonor the word of God. Help us to understand, it is the spoken word of God. It is the very word of the one that spoke this world into existence. Thank God it is through that, by that precious word, that we'll be judged by. Help us to not make that mistake, amen, to refuse the old path that God has set before us. Help us, amen, to not make the mistake the children of Israel made in refusing the old path, all by disregarding the word of God. Amen, the Bible said, amen, God spoke. Amen, said here in Matthew chapter 24 and 35, also Mark 13, 31, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God the word of God is something. Amen. The Bible says Psalm chapter 119, or Psalm 119, verse number 89. And thy word forever is settled in heaven. Oh, Lord, I am so glad. It is something that we need to be guided by. It is something that we need to take heed to. The Bible said in Jeremiah 29, 19, because ye have not hearkened unto my word, saith the Lord, which I send to them by my servant the prophets rising up early and sending them, but she would not hear, saith the Lord. He was the old ways that God was talking about that they had disregarded. The word that God has spoken through the prophets, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of how they should walk, but yet the Bible said they would not hearken. They counted that reproach. Help us today to not make that same mistake children of Israel made. You say, preacher, what will happen? Hey, man, if we make that mistake, can I say today the judgment of God, God's, amen, hand, amen, chastisement will come down upon us. The Bible said, them that he loves, he chastened. And the Father chastened his Son. Help us to not have to experience the chastening of God. Amen. My children, as they was growing up, I did not like to chasten them. I did not like to have to correct them or bring the chastisement upon them because of their disobedience. But yet, because I loved them, I had no choice. Just like God had no choice. Amen. But to bring his chastening hand upon us, why did he do it? To correct us, that we might do the right thing. That's what God was doing. Can I say today, help us to understand. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, or chapter 3, verse 10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, Amen. Instead, they do always err in their heart. They have not known my way. Not always talk about, amen, we feed the opaque. We see in verse number 10, amen, the disregard for the word of God. But look at verse number 13. The Bible said in verse 13, for from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covenants, and from the prophets, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. In other words, he's saying here, not only do they disregard of the word of God, but they were disobedient to the way of God. Amen. The verse we just got through reading. Amen. For I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart. They have not known my ways. Not only did they disregard, can the word of God reproach, but they were disobedient to the way of God. God had a way paid given to them that they would walk, that he would bless them. Bible said, 1 Kings chapter number 3, verse 14, amen, speaking to King Solomon, God said this, if they will walk in my way to keep my statutes and my commandments, and their father did walk, I will lengthen thy days. Can I say today, it was God's will, amen, that his children walked according to his ways. His ways were good ways. His ways were proper ways. His ways were ways that were beneficial to the children of Israel. But they refused to walk in that way. They refused to be obedient to the way that God had set before them. Help us as God's children to realize what God expects of us. Help us to realize there's a danger of refusing to walk, amen, in the way of God. There's a consequence that we'll have to suffer if we don't walk according to the way that God has directed us, according to his word. You see, God's got past. Amen. He said, my thoughts toward you are good thoughts to help us. Brother, amen, not to do us harm, to bring goodness to us. It is those ways that we need to walk in. Amen. The Bible said, Psalm chapter 81, verse 13, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. Oh, it was the divine will of God that his people will walk in his ways. Oh, but we find out here that the children of Israel said, we will not walk. And they were disobedient to the ways of God. Not only we see, they disregarded the word of God in verse number 10. Amen. Not only we see they were disobedient to the way of God in verse number 13. But look at verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. See and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. You shall find rest for your souls. Here they were standing at a crossroads in their spiritual life. They're saying, amen, you're the place. Amen, I want you to consider. Amen, he said, stand. Now what he was saying, simply stop for a minute. I want you to look what's going on. I want you to see your lifestyle. I want you to see the direction you're heading. I want to give you that opportunity. Amen, to make the right choice. To go the right way. Do the right thing. Amen. He put before them a crossroad. But you know what they did? The Bible said, hey, we will not walk therein. Not only did they disregard, amen, the word of God. Not only did they were disobedient to the way of God, but they had disdain to the will of God. That word disdain means to reject or refuse. They said, we will not walk therein. And because of their disobedience and because of their refusal to walk the old path in the way that God would want to, God brought judgment upon them. You'll see that in the latter part of the scripture. Verses number 17, 18, on down to the remainder of that part of the chapter. You'll find out that the prophet Jeremiah, God said, listen, I fix to bring 70 years of, amen, captivity upon you if you won't listen. Amen. But they said, we will not hearken. We will not obey. Oh, I pray. pray to you out there in radio land today. Maybe you're at that crossroads in your life. You say, well, I don't see no need for church. I used to be faithful to church. I used to go to church. I used to walk with God. But I don't see no need for it. Oh, can I say today, if you refuse the old path as the children of Israel did, you will suffer the consequences. If you are God's children, you will pay the price. And can I say, if you're out there in the middle land today, you've never trusted Jesus as Lord of your life, there's a consequence called hell waiting on you. If you don't cry out to God and stop, realize where you're at, and take heed to the word of God. A lot of folks in this old world today say, well, I don't need God. I don't need. Hey, man, what you old preacher preaching about? A lot of folks call themselves atheists. I just don't believe in God. Oh, can I say, because you refuse, hey, man, the path God's got for you. The Bible says God not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is not God's will that you die and go to hell. It is God's will. It is according to God's word. Hey, man, that you see the right way and accept the gift of salvation. Hey, man, receive the blessing of God. But if you don't, if you refuse the old path, you'll suffer the consequences just as the children of Israel did. Refusing the old past will cost you dearly. Help us. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe you're at that crossroads talking about in verse 16. God's saying, stand still a minute. Oh, look a minute. Consider a minute. Seek out the old past. And I'll touch it. Oh, don't make the mistake they made and say, I will not walk therein. Help us to seek the old path. Help us to walk in the way God would have us to walk according to his precious word and will. Back to the answer at this time.